Hi, this is Linda Kester for Pawnee Leasing, and we're talking about voicemail techniques, getting vendors to listen and respond. Imagine having a great new list of qualified vendors and lessees to call. You're pumped up and ready to start prospecting. Then the inevitable happens. 65% of the time, you don't get through to the decision maker. You get voicemail. What do you say? Most salespeople leave a message about the services their company offers and the advantages of doing business with them. And most of the time, the prospect never returns the call. Now, what does a sales rep do? Should they call back at all different times of the day until the prospect picks up the phone? I don't know about that one. I don't think so. Do they try to go through the secretary? Well, if you've done your homework, you've already talked to the secretary before trying to get through to the decision maker. Usually, you leave a message and the phone call is not returned because the prospect sees nothing in it for himself. He's too busy to be bothered, or he doesn't want to tell you no. So what kind of message do you leave? Good question. There are several answers. First, however, we have to take some basic steps. You have to listen to their entire outgoing message. One day I was monitoring a sales rep's prospect calls, and this sales rep's name was Debbie. Debbie called a vendor, got his voicemail, and hung up. She figured that it was worthless to leave a message, so she didn't listen to the prospect's outgoing message. I had Debbie call the prospect again, and this time she listened to the entire message, and the prospect said, "You have reached the desk of Jack Wolf. Today is November 19th. I'll be out of the office all day at our new location in Mayfair. The number there is 215-673-2822. Debbie called the prospect at his new location. She got through to him. She didn't get an application that day. That would make the story too good to be true. But she did establish rapport with him, and it was the start of a profitable relationship. Now, the next step is to leave a message. I used to say, don't leave a message on a prospect call. And the thinking behind this was that the prospect most likely won't call you back, especially if it's the first time that you're calling. And in the unlikely event that they do call you back, you may not remember who they were. And then you have a completely awkward conversation. Now I've changed my philosophy. Leave a message on every call that you make. Even if they don't return your call, you're establishing goodwill with this vendor or lessee. They know that you're trying to get through to them. The reason I changed my philosophy is because I used to work at Advanta Leasing. And one day, Advanta Leasing shut their doors. They said, "We're not taking any more applications from anybody." So those vendors who had been using Advanta regularly needed a new source. Who did they call? They called the leasing companies that had been calling on them and leaving messages. The people that called on them and got their voicemail and just hung up, well, they didn't know that. So they never even thought of them. Leave a message on every prospect call because you don't know what's going to happen in this marketplace. Now, what kind of message do you leave? Leave a message that differentiates yourself. What do I mean by that? Well, if you just do what everybody else does, like, "Hi, this is Linda Kester from ABC Leasing. I was calling to introduce my company to you and find out what it would take to earn your business," then you sound just like everybody else. The prospect is not going to waste his valuable time to return the call of somebody who wants to introduce themselves to him. He's going to hit star D as quickly as he can. Think of voicemail as an opportunity. Here's your chance to give a clear, concise sales message. You have to leave a message that makes you stand out, something that has excitement to it. It's different. When the prospect hears your message, he's asking himself this question: what's in it for me? Everyone listens to the same radio station in their head. It's WIIFM. What's in it for me? Your message has to tell them quickly what the benefits to them are as a vendor or a lessee for them to return your call. Here's some examples. You can leave a message that's about their business. "Hi, this is Linda Kester with Pawnee Leasing. There are three ways that you can increase your sales with leasing. I'd like to tell you about them. Please give me a call." Or, "There are three websites that you should check out to build your business. I'll email them to you if you give me your email address." Leave a message that's about them. Ted, I was thinking about you. This is Dana from Pawnee Leasing. I have a couple new ideas that might be able to help you. I can be reached at 800-864-4266. I love that last message because you use their name before you say who you are, and it captures their interest immediately. You begin with an intriguing opening statement and then follow it up with an introduction of your company and a request for the prospect to call you. Another example is, Mark, are you getting the type of sales, high dollar amount sales, that could really help your business? You go on from there. Use your prospect's name at the beginning of the message. It will catch their attention and get them to listen closely. When you test a new voicemail message, rehearse it out loud many, many times, working on your delivery. Vary your tone, sound natural, and then call your own voicemail and leave the message. Wait a while, then listen to it over the phone. Take notes on the content and the delivery. Make changes where necessary. Remember, you are a leasing sales professional, and preparation plus practice is what makes a professional. Other voicemail examples are, Brad, most sales reps are not nearly as successful as they could be because they fail to address financing and maximize their use of leasing. My name is Linda, and I'm with Pawnee Leasing. I have some ideas that might help you close more sales. Could you please give me a call at 800-864-4266? One of my customers uses this message when they haven't heard from a vendor for a while. This is Tom with PH Financial. I think we have an invoice of yours that we have to pay. Now, if you use that one, make sure you have an invoice or a good follow-up to that line. On a lessee call, the message in voicemail could go, John, Brunswick Surgical is raving about the financing we put together for their new computer system. This is Linda Kester from Pawnee Leasing. John, if you would like flexible, quick financing, give me a call at 800-864-4266. Another idea is to begin your message with a question, then follow it with a potential benefit or a result that they might be able to get. For example, Mr. Prospect, this is Linda Kester with Pawnee Leasing. My reason for calling is to ask you a question. What audience do you primarily target with your equipment? Depending on your answer, we might have a few ideas that would be of some value to you in reaching your targeted markets. Make sure that you give your telephone number clearly and slowly. Now, this seems like common sense, but how many times have you had to replay a voicemail message listening for the phone number because the caller said their phone number so quickly? They said, give me a call at 800-864-4266. How annoying is that? No one likes replaying voicemail. One last tip is to sound enthusiastic without going over the top. I know a sales rep who holds a telephone like an old-fashioned microphone when he gets voicemail. He says it makes him feel more confident, and it helps him to believe in himself. Whatever works, I say. Voicemail is here to stay. Prospects will use it to avoid your call. Your sales success will come with a message strategy that has ideas and value for your prospects. You can do it. You can leave interest-generating voicemail messages and get your calls returned. Today is a great day to prove it. This is Linda Kester for Pawnee Leasing.